Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text next step to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 Hope line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Seconds, motherfucker. Just let me register. Try to take my money.
You're like, please, I'm begging you, take my money.
Like, seriously.
I am literally begging you to take my money.
I have to add my card again? I've added my card 67 times.
Oh, boy.
Hold on, I'm sorry. Feel free to record, by the way.
I mean, it's obviously been recording, so.
Great.
Yeah, wonderful.
Honor to be nominated. I just want to say.
Yes.
This is what it's really like, Gerard, and well, I thought you were a man of the ladies and a man of the people. Why are you not trying for me on the confirmed app?
Honestly, because I'm still, like, trying to...
Vacation mode?
Yeah, re-acclimate myself to...
Acclimate in the next 2 minutes, please, so you can enter
this. Well, okay, to be fair, I already, like, tried to do it for you on the Yeezy Supply, but that didn't work. And then
no, Yeezy Supply is down.
And then you're right, because it kept. And then I went into the Adidas app, but like, yo, why is my Adidas app being like mad weird?
It's the confirmed app. Oh, another one.
Well, see, there you go. The confirmed app is like, nah.
Wait, no. My confirmed app has not confirmed me, but I'm getting, 3D secure.
God, this is disastrous on fraud. Many levels.
Wait, please enter the code. Not fraud. Let me, please, for the love of Jesus.
For the love of Jesus. You are actually Jewish, so you don't even believe in Jesus. See what I did there?
I'm in the draw.
See what I did there?
I'm in the draw. Gerard, I'm in the draw.
Listen, I'm excited for you.
I'm in the draw.
Let's go. Let's get you.
Gerard, this is live and in living color right now.
Yo, listen. We're
I'm even wearing my Yeezy. Well, not Yeezy, but my Adidas.
Yeah. Yeezy. Same family. You're, yeah. No, okay. Let's not do that. You are.
My Adidas for Sheezy? Come on.
I don't think I'm ready for all your fantastic super puns.
I even have my computer propped up on an Adidas box currently, Gerard. I am manifesting the gods. Let me see some of these crystals that I have on my desk. Like,
so you and Jock basically are like, yo, we just want a pair of Wave Runners. That's it. Like, y'all both just want a pair of Wave Runners. And I hope y'all get
me
it.
And who else?
Huh?
Me and who?
Jock.
All of America?
Well, yes, but I'm saying of the people who I like are paying attention to, like you two,
Gerard,
are like
one of the nicest things you unintentionally said to me, that you're paying attention to me. I'm in the draw, Gerard.
Listen, we're gonna manifest that. We're sending out all the good vibes. You know,
all I have to say is, you know, I'm a preparer.
You are.
I'm a Virgo.
Yeah, you're ready.
Mamba mentality. I'm saying this because I am the Jewish Mamba. I have the same birthday as Kobe.
We know.
Also Little Yachty, which that was a fun one to find out recently. Oh, boy. But I will say, Gerard, I know we are starting this off in an unorthodox way, but I'm an unorthodox kind of girl. I've been saying prayers to Jesus all day. And like in typical yay fashion, right? I woke up feeling anxious this morning. I know you're going to ask me what's going on in the streets. I will tell you what is going on in the streets. Anxiety. Because in typical yay fashion, no one knew when it was going to launch today. And then I have all my alerts for everything on Twitter, on Instagram, the mafia, the this, the that. Shouts to the sneaker fam. Shouts to TJ. Shouts to my man's Chew Breeze, who I'm getting text alerts saying that they were able to enter for me before me. God bless Jesus. Let's hope this works.
Oh, boy.
This is my Hail Mary.
So let's, first off, wow.
Good and tight.
Thank you. Let's just, you
what
know.
It's time to be alive. Welcome back, Gerard.
Did you, though?
Like, I need a vacation from this conversation.
Yes, I already need to go back on vacation from this conversation. No, look, it is great to be back. It's great to see your wonderful face and also to experience the pain that is trying to get these exclusive drops, right? This is what it
is
like.
This is a moment, Gerard. We are trying live in real life.
In real time.
As it's happening.
The confirmed app, nah, did not confirm app for your boy, so out on that. You know, Yeezy Supply is down, so that ain't got nothing. You know, I can see what's up with the plugs. You know, maybe the plugs got something.
I mean, you do know I have a birthday coming up, so... Size 7.
In fact, you do have a birthday going on. So besides you trying to cop all these, and of course, folks, welcome to the Kicks and Shit Show.
Ba-ba-ba-ba! We're back, baby!
That's it. We are all over the place today, right? It's a little bit off because I'm like still in vacation mode. I'm like, how do I start the show again? Anyway, we are back. It's episode 63. I mean, we just out here in these streets. But, Gabby, what is going on besides you trying to secure a pair of Wave Runners in these streets? Like, I mean, nothing. That's it. That's
like,
all I'm trying to do.
Is there really anything else that matters? Like, let's be honest. I've been sitting by my phone all day trying to multitask. Had a very busy day at the office, you know.
Yep. Lots
going
on.
Things are wild in these COVID streets.
Tell me about it.
I legit, though, I can't tell you the anxiety. Because, you know, I mean, you and I both do this, right? We like to wear our kicks and we also Sneaker karma is real.
Mm-hmm.
I think. You think... I tweeted something last week that was kind of interesting. At least I thought it was kind of interesting. And, you know, it's probably my most retweeted tweet ever. Because I talked about how people think that there's this, like, unspoken culture in sneakers. And to a degree, there is. Like, influencers get seating. We know how all of that works. Mm-hmm. People think, like, oh, if you're featured on something, that means you get access to everything.
Nah.
Not true. And you know what? I will say, I like low key respect Nike more for that because it's a level playing field for all of us. I joke about my frustrations all the time, but I will say I loved the interaction. It was almost like a safe space for people who have also been featured in things with Nike that were also like,
no doubt,
I can fact check that. I also did not get special treatment. I was in this book. I was in this campaign. And I was like, you know what? I love that the sneaker community rallies together to like tell the truth, right? Like, we're not like Joe West Coast over here. We are just living the daily life of a sneakerhead. And there's been a lot of heat, you know. It's summer. It's a heat wave.
I see what you did there.
New Balance has been doing a lot of cool shit. Puma even had the cool Haribo collab, which I know our man's Darren Revelle is all about.
For sure, for sure.
I don't know. I think there's a lot going on in sneaker streets. And today, I don't even think I can use my words correctly. I've been so anxious all day.
You are too excited.
Wild, Gerard. Wild. I'm like, I don't know. Has anyone ever entered a sneaker raffle live on air?
I'm sure they have, but guess what? For this show, this is the first time one of us has done it live on our own show. You know, and look, you know, which one was it? The trophy rooms. I didn't even get approved to get into the raffle. No, I ain't talking about you get in the raffle and you lose. I couldn't even get into the raffle to try to win. Like, this is what I'm trying to tell you people about how difficult it is in these streets to get these coveted releases. And yes, of course, everyone loves to joke around. Rod, you get free shoes. Yeah, I don't get every free pair of shoes that come out. That's not how this game works. Like, I'm so, you know, every so often, like, the good folks will be like, all right, Rod, let me hook you up with this. Let me give it. Cool, but it ain't like every week of shipments coming to the house with new kicks. Nah. And even for, like, the most deep-seated influencers, they don't even get every single thing, right? It's just, you know, that's how this game works.
Absolutely. And I agree. I mean, I think, you know, part of what's fun about this game is that it's a game, right? Like, the suspense, it's the highs, the lows. I laughed, I cried. You know what I mean? It's like so many emotions that have just happened.
You're describing a movie. Highs. Like, I laugh, I cry. Like, what are you describing? Like, an Oscar winning movie? Like, you're wilding out here.
I mean, I feel like my performance was pretty great. It was like from the heart. You know, I really felt that one. I mean, as you guys know, I really felt this one. And I just think, you know, this is something to me that is why I love the sneaker culture. Like, is it frustrating to take L's?
Yeah.
Pretty much every time. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But I will say, though, what I love about the culture now, and we talk a lot about community on this show, right, is that I sent out a tweet to my sneaker peeps, to the world, manifesting, putting it out in the universe. And the fact that, like, shouts to TJ.
Yeah.
God bless. TJ, you know,
talked to TJ. We know we had her on as a guest. She's out there trying to help Gabby in these streets. That was dope, man.
But that's what it is. It's the community. And like, for me to see that, or like so-and-so be like, hey, I know this is your size, or are you interested in that? So-and-so got a pair. They might be able to do retail. I think the community in some senses, and I know I'm going to get some controversial opinions and conflicting thoughts, sure, is stronger than ever.
Okay. I see you. Yeah. I see you. Yeah, I think, you know, it's interesting. I know what you mean about where you feel like, all right, people out here are really trying to help me. Like, yeah, I do. I think the part about the community that, you know, longtime sneakerheads like rail against is more about the people who come into it and literally just do it from a capitalist and commodification perspective, right? And who are literally just out here trying to just like loot. And like, you know, jack up prices on things, use their bods and make like 10x, 15x, 20x on a shoe, right? I think that is the part that like people are like, man, come on, that ain't cool. But no, I'm with you on that. I do want to talk about something I saw. You remember many episodes we talked about, you know, at the beach, like, and you often will reference the Jersey Shore and what you see down there in terms of people and their sneakers, right? I will say, first of all, spent some time out on Martha's Vineyard, lovely time. I will say nobody wore their kicks on the beach. Thank God. There was none of that. I did not see anybody in their fresh kicks on the beach because I would have had some words. But I did see in the town, plenty of people had on some fresh stuff. We had one guy, man, he was head to toe Puma. He was Puma'd out. And it tied into something we always talk about, which is, yo, if you're going to rock Puma shorts, you can't really wear other brand shoes. You have to, right? You got to, and we allow you to keep it in the family. So if you are having, if you've been Adidas t-shirt on, like, you could rock Yeezys, right? Or if you got, like, a, you know, same family. So Nike, Jordan brand, you can mix whatever, but you can't
be. You can rock some Chucks with that Nike
there
shirt.
There you go, because they're under the Nike family, exactly. But, you know, you can't be doing this, like, you know, Under Armour, Adidas combo. It's like, Mom, what you doing, man? Like, that ain't it. That's not only, fresh.
The only reason I say that is because, like, Under Armour shoes are not my favorite. So, you know, like, I rock my Under Armour leggings when I go running very seldomly, and I'll rock with Asics.
Okay. But see, the running...
And, like, that's acceptable.
Running is interesting, right? Okay, because I generally... So my running shorts and my running top are generally Nike. But we talked about on the show, I can't do Nike running shoes.
Your running shoes, yep.
I wear Hokas, but I think... For some reason, for running, I think that's okay. It's like, well, this is running. It's not exactly like, you know what I mean? At least the top and bottom are coordinated in terms of, like, the outfit.
I agree with you, and I don't think you can get a full, like,
Hoka
fit.
I'm not sure that I want a full Hoka fit, to be 100% honest.
I feel like it's like you do the Hoka Poka and then you turn the shit around,
you know,
and you end up and has its own Nike.
I feel like as soon as I said it, I was like, oh no, here it comes. Like,
you felt the Hoka Poka?
No.
Hokey pokey? Nah?
Nah, we're good.
Moving on.
So, of course, it is Yeezy Day, the day we are recording this, August 2nd. Gabby's out here trying to get them Wave Runners. We are sending out all the good karma. Hope she gets them. You know, there have been a lot of heat that we talked about. Obviously, stuff that is out, stuff that is going to come out. We know about the Fragment, Travis Scott, Air Jordan 1 lows. Everybody's about to lose it. But, like, I mean, let me just be clear about something. They are dope. I would like these shoes. However, it's one of those things where I know ain't going to happen. So let's talk about that, right? Is there a situation where you go, yo, these are fresh and fire? Like, it's not hype. Like, I would actually rock it, but you're like, chances are slim to none. Not even going to do it. Or are you like, your thing, it's like, okay, how bad? Because then you're going to reach out to the sneaker guys or the community and say, nah, I really need you to get me a pair of these.
So that's a pair where I could reach out to the sneaker gods and then they would laugh upon me. You know, it's like, I don't even think the sneaker gods are able to get those ones. I like to manage expectations. I try to be a little bit realistic. And you know how I feel about the Wave Runners. You guys all know how I feel about the Wave Runners. I think even my mom knows how I feel about the Wave Runners. That to me is a shoe that's like a little bit more attainable.
Yes, correct.
So I'm willing to go through this roller coaster of emotions. Like, buckle up, buttercup. Like, let's fucking go. But when it comes to the Fragments.
Right, you're like, nah, I ain't even gonna, not even going there.
Dream.
You can dream.
Dream a little dream. I'll still enter all the raffles. I'll put my name in. You know, it's an honor to be nominated. Never gonna happen. Set it, forget it.
But you.
No, thank you. It's just not gonna happen.
You expect that, and you set yourself up. So you're like, okay, like, I'm gonna try, but, like, I know. So expect, as you said, you manage expectations.
Right. It's like, so you're saying there's a chance. Like, not really. I'm actually not really saying there's a chance, but it's such a low-hanging fruit in terms of entry. Like, I put in my name, I send my email, I'll share a picture to get an extra chance.
Yep. I like it.
I'll shoot my shot, but, like...
Mm-hmm.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal, ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm with
you. Did you go for them? I know you were on vacation and a little checked out of sneaker culture, but
yeah,
that pair came out.
I didn't even. I was like, you know what? Like, I got to be paying attention, and I really wanted to disconnect on vacation, which is something, you know.
You deserve it though, Gerard.
I appreciate that. It's very hard, right, in this world we live in with like tech. You got your phone with you. You got, you know. Honestly, I was like, you know what? I'm leaving my phone back inside in the house. I'm going to the beach, like.
Oh, I was like, you left it in New York?
No. That would be wild. Sounds like, right? Liability. But just like, look, man, let's just enjoy the moment that you're in and not worry about, oh, what's going to happen on this? What about, no, let's just, it's the beach. It's right here. Sunshine. Just like take in the rays and the surf and the sand and just woosah. Let it all relax. So I did not try to get the fragments. And I will not be looking at any resale markets to get them either. That's just, you know, is what it is.
No, and I don't blame you on that one. I will say, though, my first thought when you say you didn't bring your phone to the beach was, but how are you going to take pictures?
Well, someone else took pictures.
I have so many questions that we'll save for the
show. Yeah, you all the after show questions. Yes. Well, someone's got to have a phone at the beach, right? Everybody can't not have their phone. Someone has their phone.
I mean, but how do you take pictures of all the people in? No, I mean, you were not in a place that rocks Uptowns and Jordans on the beach.
No, thank God. I mean,
Dunks. I've seen a lot of Dunks on the beach this year. Now that it's honestly, been a year
down. I was kind of amazed because I was expecting to see. First of all, it's my first time on Martha's Vineyard, so I don't know like who the people who frequent it or whatever. I'm much more familiar with the Jersey Shore crowd, right?
I was gonna say you might see a blazer somewhere in town, and I mean the Nike blazer, not like a blue blazer, but yeah.
But I will say though, like there were plenty of heat, like in town, but not on the beach. On the beach, people appropriately wore their slides, their flips, or, you know, appropriate beach shoe attire, not their heat, which I appreciate.
But I think that's most of the country, right?
I like would hope so.
Jersey is a
is a unique place.
It's a beautiful oasis. On the coast of America.
It is a... I'm like, dog, like... Because you can't sand in them joints, my God. Like, what are you doing? Like, I just...
Peter, Sherrod, wear your kicks. Livestock.
I mean, I get it. I get... Okay, if you have to come on the beach in sneakers, cool. Put your beaters on, man. Like...
Don't be a sandy beach, Sherrod, okay? All right?
Like, would you legit rock your Space
Never.
Jams? Okay, see?
I would rock those sneakers on the beach.
You see?
Though.
There you go.
No. You also think, you know, as someone who's, like, gone for beach runs before back in my fitter days.
Yeah, but you run, like, not in the sand, right? You run on the boardwalk or on the...
No, we used to have a tennis camp growing up. I used to have to go for, like, beach runs in Hilton Head. And so I've run on the sand. Let me tell you, you want a real challenge? Run in sand. Run in packed sand. That's hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
But wearing a bulky sneaker basically quicksand?
Yeah, not a great.
Your girl has a real high center of gravity, Gerard. Big tree fall hard right in the sand. No, thank you.
Big tree fall.
Like, from a logistics standpoint for me, it's all kinds of wrong. Not even just the sneakers in the sand piece. But, like, me trying to walk.
I'm with you.
Like, it's like that dream where you're trying to get somewhere and you're running as fast as you can and it keeps getting further and further away.
And it's never happening. That's how
I feel like I would be walking through sand in a pair of Air Force Ones.
I mean, and again, if it were to be a situation where I had to run on the beach for whatever athletic endeavor, it would be in running shoes, not in...
Right, it would not, be in Hokas,
right,
not
in my heat. No, that's just, we ain't doing that. Let's talk about some releases. I know there's a lot of talk. People got super excited about the Cool Grays. They're getting released in November, I believe. Like
that big holiday release. That's why. It's Jordan Brand always does an 11 around the holiday.
And let's
I love it.
To be clear, of course, you know, on this show, the 11 is in both of our top five silhouettes of the Jordan Brand, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Cool Grays. Do you already have a pair of Cool Grays?
I actually do not.
Okay, I thought you might have. I knew you got Space Jams. I thought you might have had a pair of Cool Grays too.
No, I have a few pairs of 11s in different highs and lows and colorways and whatnot in my closet, but I don't know. Not like, the Cool Grays. I don't know. I mean, the Orange Town lows. Yeah. I thought those were great. Yeah. Cool Grays are an iconic colorway. Mm-hmm. Is it something that I feel like I need to get my hands on?
Mm. Exactly. I'm like,
I might try. I mean, I will say the one thing that I do appreciate about Jordan Brand every year is, like, especially as they've seen the popularity in this holiday shoe, they do make it usually in family sizes, mm-hmm. and there are more pairs available. So your girl feels like she still has a chance whenever she goes for those 11s. So
you're saying,
what about you? What do you think?
I love 11s, but I'm like, nah, I think, you know what? I'm waiting for a nice low release of the 11s and because, you know me, I love a good 11 low. And they don't do a ton of releases of 11 lows. I mean, there's some out there. They don't do a lot. But let me tell you, if I see one with a dope colorway, I'm going to jump on that one.
Well, Gerard, good news to you is that there is a low coming out around holiday. It is black with a little bit of leopard print detail. I'm interested in.
You lost me a leopard.
Gerard,
you lost me.
We got
leopard.
Your rabbit leather. We got your leopard leather. You know, like let's add some diversity to the collection. You know,
it's so funny about leopard print. I don't know what it is about leopard print.
Hello, New Jersey. That's what it says to me.
And that may
tell me you're from New Jersey without telling me you're from New Jersey.
And that may be the repulsion where I'm like, but it's odd. It's gonna sound weird, but like, ladies, y'all want to. I don't mind ladies rocking leopard print. Me, per se, not really.
I think you could rock it. Throw everybody off. Like,
oh, yeah. People look at me like, what is this dude doing? Why you got a leopard print on?
Like Bradley Cooper from The Hangover kind of suit with like a leopard low. Fire. Straight up flames, Gerard. Let me tell you. I don't know who your friend was in Martha's Vineyard taking your picture, but she would have a run for her money, I think, if you wore those. Just saying.
I'm not even messing with you. We are not discussing family biz out here on these...
In these streets.
In these streets. Well, you know, in terms of other things happening in the world, Olympics, have you been into it? Have you been watching? I mean, I gotta say, not really, because one, been on vacation, so haven't really dug in that deep. Although Team USA is in the knockout stage for men's basketball, so I will probably start paying more attention. You know, swimming's always been a thing, obviously, for people who know, like, heavy into that. But again, this Olympics have been very sort of like, meh for me. Mainly because, we're still in a global pandemic, and athletes were like, nah, we're not trying to go. There's really no fans. Like, this is a strange, bizarro time. So I haven't really been into it.
There was also a lot of controversy. Like, I feel like people that should have been there, that were supposed to be there, that for unfair circumstances were not there. I don't know. It's like that to me was a little bit of a turnoff. Also, you know, I'm OCD and it drives me crazy that it says 2020 Olympics on everything.
And it's the year 2021. I got you.
Correct. Exactly. And I don't know. I've been watching, but I will say, you know who is the real gold medal winner?
Who?
The Snoop Dogg Kevin Hart commentary. Like when Snoop was talking about that horse crip walking and wanting to put him in a music video, I want to see that music video. That is like the unsung gold hero of the Olympics. And I don't mean to take away from anything of the trainings and the performances of the athletes.
But I will say,
Snoop has been training for this moment for his whole life as well. So it was beautiful to see.
Oh, man, I love it. We also had the NBA draft was last week. So we got some hopefuls coming into the league. kind of went as predicted. Free agency actually kicked off 26 minutes ago. So we got some, you know, excitement happening there. As a Knicks fan, how you feeling about NBA free agency? Your squad hasn't really been linked to anybody, which is good. As I told you, seems like the people who are competent are in place there. They're not pulling the trigger and doing rash, crazy things. Now, I say that, and then an hour from now, something's going to happen. I'm like, oh.
I was going to say, I am not saying anything, which is a very rare sight. The only thing that I'm going to say is I'm very excited because there is an MSG Friends and Family sale going on Knicks merch, so I need to stock up for the upcoming season. So I will talk about that. Very excited about that. Otherwise, I don't know. I mean, I'm very curious to see. There's a lot of movement that's going to be happening.
Sure,
a lot more to come. It's sure interesting seeing the Russell Westbrook trade.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How is that going to fit in with people that all like to be the star of the show?
Oh, there we go. Time for Gabby's annual.
I also, Gerard, one other, I mean, if we want to go there, we can talk about this in a little bit. I finally watched a certain movie that I know you will never watch.
No, never, never. Well, so, okay. Well, you know, we're going to talk about the Lakers and LeBron. So
yeah.
Let's talk about it. How was your Space Jam 2? Experience?
I started to watch it and then I may have fallen asleep with the lights on while watching it.
Wow.
Now I've been doing a lot of travel lately.
Yes,
you've
been very busy.
A lot of work-related travel, very safe traveling. And, you know, I will say at first I was a little disappointed how much cartoon LeBron was, but I'm glad for the actual moments of glory. He was live and living color. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a cute spin, you know? Sure. I mean, I, you know, we talked about this on our last episode. Love all the memes that everyone now is a film critic that is looking at it.
Literally.
Like Siskel and Ebert up for an Oscar nomination. But I think it did a great nod to the younger generation.
Okay. It's funny you mentioned Siskel and Ebert because I think we, and The Ringer did this, they talked about Siskel and Ebert and how that sort of model of a show is really what set the stage for the way that we have, we view television now and how so many shows work now, right? Two dudes, right, who were friends but who would, like, get on each other, make fun of each other, and, like, your taste is horrible. How could you like that? Right? And kind of go back and forth. That's now the version we have now of, like, not that show, but, like, the way we do television now is, like, a souped-up crazy version of that now because now it's just people yelling at each other constantly and not listening, but it is interesting how that was a precursor to the TV we see now as it relates to movies. You know, look, from people I've heard, they all said that it was good for what it was. I liken it back to the Coming to America sequel, right? And I said this to everybody. And I said, look, and again, this is me not having seen Space Jam 2. But I think if you went into it with this mindset, you're probably okay. I did not go into the sequel of Coming to America expecting it to be the original, right? I expected it to be its own thing. Yes, of course, it's going to have, you know, the same actors and characters. I get all that. But that first one was a moment in time, was a very specific thing that worked in that era. In case you haven't noticed, people, the world is a lot different now than it was then, okay? So I expected the sequel to be what it was. And with that in mind, I enjoyed it because I did not expect to have the original. I expected the sequel. And it paid homage to the first. And if you are, you talk about people who say they're like movie critics. I'm not going to call myself a movie critic. But what I do, watching as many films as I do and attending film festivals, I recognize when a movie is making fun of itself in like that wink, wink. And that's what Coming to America 2 did. It constantly was
like,
hey, you remember us? With the big wink. Like, and I was like, perfect. Like, you know what you are. And fine. When you have that, you can enjoy it. But if you expect it to be the original or you are setting yourself up for disaster. And so I feel like hopefully people, when they went to watch the second one, they did not expect the first one and they were able to enjoy it for what it was.
I feel the same way. And I think, you know, a lot of these sequels that come out years and years later, like I felt the same about Anchorman 2. Like if you look at it as its own movie, it was a funny movie. But if you look at it as if it's trying to be taking the place of Anchorman 1 or right. creating that magic again, mm-hmm. it's never going to. Again, I agree with you. It's a moment in time. And I think that's the best way to put it.
Moment in time. Listen.
I don't know. But I will say they did a good job. I loved the nod where, I mean, you know MJ is too petty. He would never have been in it, whether he would ask or not. Would never. But I love that they kind of poked fun, being like, we have Michael Jordan. And like, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched it. take your headphones out for a minute, guys, or like fast forward a minute and a half because, you know, I'm going to be a little long-winded. But I loved when they're like, we have Michael Jordan. We brought him in too. And I was like, oh, could this be? Is this real? Could it be true? And then they were like, oh, Michael B. Jordan, Michael A. Jordan was not available. And I was like, all right. See? That's really clever.
Wink and a nod, that. Making fun of itself.
Winking and a nod sometimes is all you need. Smoking a pancake, bonging a blintz.
Wow, a bong and a blintz. I don't even know where to go.
I love colds. What can I say?
No, so listen, I'm glad you saw it because I know this Space Jam, the original, was very important to you. And, you know, it's funny now that the movie hype has kind of like died down, right? I wonder what the, and I haven't looked, what the resale market's like with all the merch and the swag. Like, is that died down too? Or is that still like
hot? You ask. Because I've been watching the Lola Bunny 18s.
No.
You know me, I don't usually rock a LeBron.
Yep.
I find them a little bit bulky. That's just my own personal preference. That has nothing to do with how I personally feel about him. By the way, I do want to clarify that because I think that could come across very interestingly given my personal thoughts about LeBron. But I will say, I think the overall Space Jam merch was really great. I know we talked about this already. And I've been kind of watching the price on the Lola Bunnies. Like, they're kind of sitting there. I don't know if I'm a 6.5 or a 7 in LeBron's, but I'm open to finding out. The 7s are currently unavailable, but the 6.5 is kind of sitting. So, you know, it's something that for me as a collector, I think I would want to add that shoe, especially because it's a women's, it's a grade school size. It's about Lola Bunny, who is a legend. I also have my McDonald's Lola Bunny Happy Meal toy because, you know, I've been trolling Happy Meals around the tri-state area to see if I can get my hands on the full collection. I really want the LeBron one because I've seen the crazy eyes on it. I just think it's amazing. But, you know, from a collector standpoint, I love it. I think it's great. They had it sitting at Foot Locker when I was there this past weekend. It's a great shoe. It's a nice silhouette, and it's a little bit more of like that low to mid. So it's more wearable, I think.
So you didn't even have to go to the secondary market. It was actually available on the shelf.
Yep, and I think that's the thing, right? Like, and we talked about this when we had Big Waz on the show. A true sneakerhead doesn't need to necessarily get the most hype release.
Correct.
Any real, and I hate saying sneakerhead because anyone who's a sneakerhead doesn't call themselves a sneakerhead. I'm going to go a sneaker enthusiast. Mm-hmm. Anyone who truly loves sneakers can go to a Foot Locker, to a Jimmy Jazz, to a Champs, and be like, oh, this shoe is dope. Like, if you gave me $1,000 to go spend at Foot Locker now.
Well, you get a bunch of fire.
Gone in 60 seconds. Right? Like, wouldn't even think twice.
Yep. And you would get great stuff, and you don't need, and it wouldn't necessarily be hype because trust me, you go to any sneaker store, as you said, anybody who loves sneakers, you'll find heat. Like, there's there. Yes. You ain't going to find no Travis Scott fragments or anything like that on the shelf, but you don't need that. There's plenty to find that's heat that you can find in the store. I was at the Adidas store sometime last month, and I was like, yo, I'm like, there's just plenty of fire right there. Like, that you can just pick up and, like, y'all got these in 11? Yep, cool. Let me get those. Like,
and there's a lot of stuff that I think, like, looks like it would really be hype, but because there's not, like, a collab or something attached to it, it sits.
Yeah.
It's like, kind of wild to me. Like, I think, like, Dunks never used to move. It's like how Jordan 1s never used to move. I used to actually be able to go and get them in stores.
And now, like, it's like, nah.
No, I mean, I also think that raffles are different, and you can enter raffles online, so you don't have to go to the store. I do miss that, but I think there's some great pickups that you can get, or there's, like, some hype releases that came out a couple of years ago that still have really reasonable resale rates. Like, I know New Balance is having a moment right now with all the cool stuff that they're doing, but, like, the No Better Days Bodega collabs are only, like, around 300. I feel like for a Bodega collab, if it was a Jordan, it would be so much more. And I thought they did a beautiful job. New Balance did a great job with the 997s. Like, that's one of my favorite silhouettes. And you can get it at reasonable prices. So I encourage all of you, especially the newbies, it's okay if you don't start with the Jordan 1.
Yeah, you can start with whatever you want.
Be you.
I remember, so the Jordan 3s, the Mochas, like, I walked straight into a Foot Action and bought those. Like, it was when it existed. Shout out to, you know, Foot Action's, like, I think no more now. But, like, I just walked right in and was like, oh, cool, let me get these. Like, and this was well after they were released. It wasn't even like a, I was like, man, I think these came out like, I don't know, a year ago. I was like, oh, look, they're sitting right here. Let me go grab
a pair. But that's the best feeling, though, right? Like, sometimes, like, you'll go and I'll even look at, like, a Kohl's or a Marshall's. Every now and again, I'll troll the sneaker area because mm-hmm. sometimes there's stuff that people either don't know what they are, especially mm-hmm. when I travel. It's so funny. I travel a bit, but I look, if I'm going to, like, a kind of, like, a second tier city, right. And I said it in terms of size.
Yeah, not an L.A.
There's
or
no shade. Right. I think that's what I love about America. Every city has such distinct personality. But, like, say I were to go to St. Louis or wherever, where maybe it's a different style, different sneaker culture, you could go to a store and sometimes get something that you would never have a chance to get here. And I think that's beautiful.
It's the best part of this whole game. I'm keeping track of the free agency news. DeMar DeRozan has agreed to a 2-year, $60 million. Hold on.
Oh, hot off the press.
Hold on. Nope. See that? I was gonna report something that was, and it's fake. Nope. Gotta watch out for these little funny people. They try to get you with these fake tweets out here. Nope.
I mean, there's a ton of that around the Knicks. I think, and as someone, you have an inside scoop, right?
Yep.
I hear things. Sometimes there's truth, sometimes there's not, but you have a true inside scoop. What is it about the rumor mill with the Knicks? It's so exaggerated, and I'm asking objectively. I'm not asking as a fan. Like, people love to be like, everyone's coming to the Knicks. Let's talk about it. And most of the time, there's not a lick of truth behind it. Why is that, Gerard?
Honestly, a lot of that, if you pay attention, it doesn't actually start from anybody credible. In, like, Woj or Sam's don't start those rumors, right? Those rumors start online on Twitter and on wherever, right? By Knicks fans. And then they start trending. And mm-hmm. then it gets picked up by First Take, First Things First, all these idiotic morning shows that love to just fire off hot takes. So then they say, oh, what would it look like if Damian Lillard went to the Knicks? Like, and that's where all the... So then someone turns on the TV and it's like, oh, a person on television said it. It must be true, right? And that's when it starts all this stuff. But again, unless you have verified people in the news-breaking business in the NBA, your Woj, your Shams, right? Vinny Goodwill, Mark Spears, like people like that who like actually, like, then you can be like, all right, we good. But if you just all of a sudden, nah, none of these people have said it. So no, we're going to go ahead and roll with that. Now, okay. Here's what is happening. Okay, this is actually legit Woj. Looks like 3-year deal and a sign-in trade. Kyle Lowry going to Miami, which we knew was going to happen. And looks like they're going to get Jimmy Butler's going to get a max deal in Miami. So looking like their big three is going to be Kyle, Jimmy, and Bam Adebayo. Not a bad big three. And Trae Young looking like he's going to get his rookie extension. Woo! That's going to be a hell of a lot of cash. Listen, man, I wish I was good at ball. 200 million.
I mean, I've seen your ball skills, Gerard. You are so much better at other things. It's okay.
Listen, first of all, why are you trying to put me on blast out here on these streets? And no, you have not seen me at ball, number one. So don't even try to talk.
I think I have, and there's photographic evidence.
Yeah, but there was nothing there that would signify I'm not good at basketball.
I mean, the fact that you were hooping in jeans might signify.
First of all, they were not even jeans. See, there you go. You are already putting out fake news out there. That was an athletic.
Don't come fake this conversation, okay?
That was athletic wear.
You're what hoop dreams are made of, okay? Is that what you want to hear?
No, I don't want to hear that. I want to say stop trying to tell people lies out here about me wearing jeans because I was not wearing jeans. I see you.
I see you too.
Yeah, you know what, folks? We're going to go ahead and put up that shot of me in my hoodie and my athletic performance wear pant, right? Like, basically a warm-up pant, right? That's what I'm wearing.
Not a jogger, jeans. I think, now that it's coming
yeah,
to memory.
Yeah, see? Back. Yeah. Now you're like, oh, wait, it wasn't jeans. Like, it was a jogger. Yeah. Here we go. See?
Maybe.
So I think you owe me an apology for that. That you were. Putting,
I do owe you an apology, but I want to fact-check this first.
You were putting lies out there.
I'm not putting lies. It's not, like, totally fake news.
The specific picture I was wearing when we were dribbling on the court.
You mean, was it your hoodie or was it my hoodie?
No. That's not your hoodie. That pink Bel Air hoodie is mine. Everybody knows that. Everyone knows that.
Including the sneakers app?
Including the sneakers app, yes. Even.
I remember how mad you got about that. You're like, you're wearing my hoodie before I have worn my hoodie.
Yeah,
you know what I will say, Gerard? Like, that's why you're a true patriot, because you allowed me to have that moment and
Listen,
and you know what? I will apologize for that as well. You like see, saying, you know,
you see, folks,
you're too good to me, Gerard. I don't
super, super producer is going to put the shot right there, and we're going to see it right up on the screen of what I was wearing. So yeah, don't want no funny business. Hugh, I appreciate you, buddy. Call Gabby out for her life.
I'm wrong. It doesn't happen often, so I'm more than happy to own up to it when it does.
Oh, well, folks, this was another rousing edition of the Kicks and Shit Show. Thank you for rocking with us. You know, just two people catching up, talking about the sneaker game. We'll be back next week. Special guest, get ready. And yeah, we'll see kind of where this goes. Any parting thoughts, Gabby, for the people?
Say your prayers for me. I know when this episode comes out, I'll either be still in mourning or anxiously awaiting.
We will.
Happy to keep y'all posted.
Yeah, well, what I'll do is we'll tweet out and we'll put out on the Instagrams if Gabby was successful or not.
We won't know for another 3 hours, though.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm in
the delivery room right now waiting for the moment to come. You're like, oh, I've been dilating
Congrats.
For like 3 hours at this point.
Congrats. It's a wave runner.
That's what I hope, you know?
All right, folks, you know where to find us. We are part of the Count the Dings family on the Bomb Podcast feed. We come out every Saturday. You can find us there with our lineup of other great shows. The Original Bomb Show, Crazy Sexy Cool, Rap Names, Growing Up the Same. We are all out here. And you know where to find us on social media, at Kicks and Shit Show on all platforms. Until next time, peace.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.